The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show.
Hello, 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 you guys. If you're tuning in right now, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And finally, we have a full panel of hosts for you guys today. Woo, woo, woo.
Yay.
So I'm going to go around the room and let everyone introduce themselves. Then we're going to dig in for another amazing recap. To my left.
What's up, everyone? It's Giselle Ugarte here.
Hey, guys. It's Susan Hahn.
Hi, I'm Molly Harper.
And I am Deanna Vaughn. And just to let you guys know, Giselle is our resident social media guru. You can tweet her live and she will answer. And don't forget to call in. And finally, I want to remind you guys to make sure you check us out on iTunes. You can download the show for absolutely free. It doesn't cost a single thing. And we love it when you rate us and make comments. You know, we really read all that stuff. We love your feedback. We try and make adjustments based off of, you know, what you guys say. But just keep watching. Keep rating us. We're really striving for a five. Like the footlong.
But we were in the top 10 again this week, which
Yay.
Is awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, you guys keep us in the top 10.
Thank you.
So without further ado, this was a really, I think this was a good juicy episode, right?
I agree.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, borderline. I feel like this was a little bit of a tame episode because... You know, and we'll talk about this, but Lisa and Adrian started to come to terms a little bit. Granted, there was a lot of banter in the confessional interviews.
Right.
And then we see just the very beginning of what could potentially be another dinner party from hell at the end.
Yes. And we all love dinner parties from hell. So let's get started and talk about the apology. So Lisa, just like you said, Giselle, Lisa and Adrian finally sit down. Do you think well, first of all, start off with a lot of freaking compliments. Oh my God, you look beautiful. You look great.
Seriously.
You look beautiful.
Yeah. But kind of one-sided, though. It was a lot from Adrian, not so much from Lisa.
Do you think that was like nervous banter?
I don't know what that was, but that was really awkward to watch. And it's just like Adrian being such a strong personality, being such a strong woman was like, I mean, kissing her ass. Well, licking her ass, basically. Yeah. And so it was a little annoying. It was a little awkward.
Do you guys think that the apology was sincere coming from Adrian, or do you feel like she just said it just to be like, you know what, we're never going to move on if I don't just get it over with, throw it out there and say it?
Well, one thing that we will talk about in news and gossip is whether Lisa felt like it was a sincere apology. But personally watching it, I did feel like she only did it for the sake of being on Lisa's good side. You know, and for the sake of just being civil with one another. Because let's face it, you don't want to be on the bad side of Lisa Vanderpump. You just don't. And what we didn't see was Lisa definitely did not apologize back. Maybe she did, but we didn't see it. And mm-hmm. we knew that Adrian wanted that to happen. And it didn't seem like she was at all, you know, upset about that. Or at least they didn't show that she was upset about Lisa mm-hmm. not apologizing. But what's interesting is that it looked like maybe they were going to have a sit-down lunch. And then later on, Lisa tells Brandy that it was just a very quick in-and-out drinks and that's it. They didn't even order lunch.
It didn't look quick and in and out, but that, you know, again, editing. What were you going to say, Susan?
But see, I don't like that because these are two grown-ass women, and whether it was a heartfelt, sincere apology, they squashed it. So you know what? I think they should both move forward instead of, like, turning around talking shit about what just happened. I mm-hmm. think that's, like, that's a shame. I mean, Lisa's like, well, you know how it is to Brandy. It's like, you know what? You should have said all this to Adrian when she was in your face. If you're so badass, mm-hmm. why don't you tell her exactly how you feel, saying, you know what? I accept your apology. I'm not sure we can go back to the way we were. Mm-hmm. However, like, we're good for right now.
Right. Or not even I accept it. Like, I don't believe you.
Or something. Do something, but don't sit here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And be some fake person and accept this apology and turn around and just talk shit about her. You know what I mean?
What do you think, Molly? Do you think it was sincere apology?
I didn't find it sincere. And for me, the key factor in why I didn't find it sincere was Adrian kept saying, first of all, she didn't use I language. And when you're mm-hmm. apologizing, you should say, I'm sorry. I said this. I did that. And she didn't. She kept saying, when you're a person mm-hmm. or when you're a friend or friends do things to friends, mm-hmm. friends hurt friends. I'm like, I don't know what kind of crappy friends you have, but friends don't hurt friends.
Good
friends,
observation.
Friends very shouldn't good. Yeah, hurt friends. Catch that.
And mm-hmm. so her language was very detached mm-hmm. because she never used I. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think that, you know, anyone who's been to therapy in their life probably knows that you're supposed to start with I. You should always speak with from how you feel, and I didn't think that she was doing that at all the entire time. So I just thought that I thought it was completely insincere, but I think that she was doing it to be the bigger person, to just try to make things more civil when they're all together.
That's a really, really good observation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she didn't take ownership of anything. So in that sense, yeah, it wasn't, it was just like, let me say what I have to say.
She's like, sorry I did that, friends hurt friends. And I was like,
But I kind of feel like Lisa needs to get over it too, because it's not like Lisa didn't take jabs at her when they cut back to the mm-hmm. Reunion show. Lisa's a little bitch too. It's not just Adrian. Yes, maybe Adrian had that low blow of saying, you know what, did you sell stories to the tabloids? But you know what? Lisa threw it right back at her. And Lisa took low blows. She was catty, just as catty as Adrian. She might have not been like, did you, you know, pose for play or whatever, something so demeaningful. I don't mm-hmm. know. But they go back and forth. So I don't think Lisa's completely innocent here.
I mean, I agree with you. At the same time, I feel like what Adrian... You guys hear me? I feel like what Adrian said to Lisa was really questioning her integrity. Versus Lisa's comments were like, she was just, oh, she made a joke about the shoes. And oh, she made a joke about the dog. That wasn't questioning right. Adrian's integrity as a person. So that's where I see the difference.
It was a Teresa move.
It was a Teresa move.
She was accusing her of a Teresa move.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a Teresa move. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that Adrian should get an apology. I'm just saying that Lisa is not also innocent in all this.
Yeah,
that's okay. That's true. That's fair. All right, moving on. So there's an unlikely pairing this episode, or what I'd like to think is unlikely pairing. We see Yolanda and Kim, like, have a little kiki together. Yeah. And I was like, oh, what is this? Kim and Yolanda? I wasn't expecting those two to connect, but it seems like they found a little, you know, friendly bond. What do you guys think?
I mean, I don't know if I want to say that. I feel like Yolanda's going to try to be civil with everyone throughout the season, at least because it's her first season. She's still kind of feeling it out, and she has a little bit of that air of, oh, I'm so sophisticated and proper and just mm-hmm. hostess with the mostest. And so I think she's just trying to develop a good rapport with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when Kim invites her in this extravagant vacation, I think she wants to show her gratitude for that.
You know, I have to say that Yolanda seems to be really high up on her horse. She's always like, what is up with these Beverly Hills? What, bitch, you live in Beverly Hills.
She lives in Malibu, which is almost
whatever, you're on this show. You're a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say Real Housewives of Beverly Hills excluding Yolanda. It's like, you're one of them. You need to, like, stop. She's just, I feel like she's very judgmental in a way that she's on her high horse. Like, oh my God, ladies, can't we just all, you know, get along and be civil? It's like, no, you can't. Why are you on TV? You know, it's like, what's going on? What are we going to do for entertainment if there's no drama?
To her defense, like she's sorry, go ahead.
I was like, I think she's on the show to try to spark her husband's career, and that's it.
Right.
David Foster's career needs sparking.
He does, I mean, he never...
He's been in the limelight more the last couple of... Like, he's been doing... He never needed to do the stuff he's doing, but going on Idol and all the stuff that he's been doing the last couple of years, like, he doesn't need to go on American Idol. He doesn't need the publicity. The man makes enough money
exactly
off his famous songs as it is. But I think he's become a little bit of a media whore, and his wife is attractive and can pimp him out. And I think that's what it's about, because I don't think she's ever going to reveal anything that would embarrass her.
Pimp my marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To her defense, though, considering that it is her first season, I'm a little, I don't think impressed is the right word, but in comparison to some of the other housewives, you do see her, yeah, okay, she's wearing full makeup and hair, but she's wearing Lululemon sweats, mm-hmm. as opposed to heels and custom-made gowns around her house, as if she's, like, dusting her house with, you know, a Valentino gown or something.
True.
Okay, so she's down to earth. So then, is that what we're saying? The bitch needs to get...
No, I'm just making an etiquette observation.
A lesson on making comments like Chinese eyes. Like, that's not... That's still sitting very sorely with me.
All right, so moving on. Another unlikely pair that we saw in this episode is we saw Brandy meeting with a book publisher. Who would have thought she...
He's an agent.
Oh, sorry, book agent. Yeah. So I was just like, wow, you know? And this is a guy who's a...
There he is.
Yeah, there he is, Michael Broussard. And he's the same guy who discovered Chelsea Handler. So I thought that was interesting that, like, they're, you know, she's writing a book kind of about her journey, her life. And I don't know, what do you guys think? Do you think the world is ready for a book from Brandy Glanville?
You know, I'm glad that I'm really happy for Brandy. I'm glad that she finally gets to reveal her side of the story. Yes, it's like, who's her husband? Her ex-husband is a nobody. But it was so in the tabloids because mm-hmm. of Leon Rimes. And I feel like at the end of the day, no matter, I mean, she might be this no filter, diarrhea of the mouth, potty mouth, you know, boobies hanging out. She was still a wife and a mother to two boys, and he walked out on her, and mm-hmm. he cheated on her. And, you know, it's coming full circle. Mm-hmm. This is her karma. She gets to tell her side of the story. And I think it's good. I think it's good for her.
Mm-hmm. I think Brandy's starting to grow on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like, I think last season when we saw her, you know, get introduced to the cast, it was just like, oh, God, who is this blonde chick? But now she's kind of softening up. Her and Lisa have this budding friendship. So, I don't know. I kind of like it. What do y'all think? Y'all like Brandy?
I love Brandy. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think there are times when she says things that are completely uncalled for, like you said. I don't want to repeat the words that you said, but word vomit. I like that better than coming out of the other end.
Okay.
But, you know, she does say some things that stir the pot a little bit without meaning to. I think that has to do with insecurities that she has. But I love Brandy. I think she's hilarious. What I do think is interesting is the fact that she, you know, criticized Taylor so much about writing a book. Granted, I guess mm-hmm. it was a little bit of a sore subject. It was a little too soon following the death of her husband, but now she's writing a book all about her divorce mm-hmm. and her, you know, falling out with her husband. And she's like, well, I think it could help somebody. And that's exactly what Taylor said as an explanation at the reunion. So what do you guys think about that?
I think it could help her bank account. I mean, let's face it. She's been out of work as a model since, what, the 90s? Her husband... Her husband divorced.
Those were her words. She said that. She said 90s. Said,
since the 90s. I even looked it up on Wikipedia, and the first thing it says is Brandy Glanville.
Glanville, yeah.
Keep wanting to say Granville. Glanville was successful in the 90s. So, and, you know, her husband left her, so obviously she's not making as much money off him as she once was, and these shows don't pay that much money. That's why you have to do these other projects if you actually want to. Like, these shows are a platform for publicity, but you don't get paid much at all. So you have to come up with either a product.
I think these women do.
They I think they get a decent amount
Nene Leakes
per
gets
episode.
About $700,000 a season.
But I don't think she started with $700,000.
No, true. Definitely not. And that's not for their lifestyles. That's definitely not that much. But I do to
compared
your
to nothing.
True. But to your question about, you know, the difference, the parallels with the book, I think, Brandy, that's a little hypocritical now because, you know, at the time, you know, Taylor did write. I know it was seemed untimely to us, but who knows what the time period was when she started this book. And she was right. She did it to help other women, domestic abuse. Now, Brandy's in the same place. I'm doing it to help other women, tell my story. So, yeah, she might be eating some crow.
Well, refresh my memory, please. What was the drama between Brandy and Taylor? Was it because Brandy felt that it was kind of tacky that she wrote a book so soon after Russell's death?
Yes.
Okay, but this is death and this is divorce.
I think Taylor finds Brandy threatening in general.
Yeah.
Because Taylor also...
She's the hotter, younger version of her.
Exactly. That's exactly why. Yeah.
I think somebody
and
said that.
And less plastic. Except Brandy does admit to having plastic surgery.
Her boobs.
And her lips.
Her boobs are great.
Her boobs are great.
Her body is ridiculous.
Right.
So,
it is.
So
her She's lips. Gorgeous. I can't believe he went from her to Leanne. I mean...
You're giving a lot of country.
Some
haters.
People can't handle Brandy. She's a little bit of a firecracker.
I think she's funny.
She even said that after when she found out about the affair, she slit his tires.
I mean, isn't that like the normal?
No,
isn't that like when he comes home at 3 o'clock? No,
maybe
that's not allowed.
Maybe when you're singing karaoke, but not actually acting it out.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
All right. Well,
but I like the Brandy-Lisa pairing.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Lisa does enjoy playing the motherly figure, and I know that she says that she doesn't like that term, but now that she is an empty nester, and I think she has that sort of control side of her that she really likes, whether it's her house or her husband or her business or, you know, people. And I'm not saying that she's using Brandy as a pawn, but I think she enjoys helping Brandy in that way.
I do too, yeah.
I have a question, you guys. Wasn't Adrian the one who brought Brandy into the group?
Yes.
So what's going on?
I was just about to say that.
Like, when did it go south?
I don't know.
I think it has to be a lot of things. And I think also the fact that Brandy and Lisa did start to get so close, she started to see a different side of Adrian and she started to side with Lisa.
Mm. Right.
Because you do see... when Lisa's discussing how she's offended by Adrian's comments and blah, 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 Brandy jumps right on the wagon and says, yeah, I totally understand. I get you.
Got it. Yeah, and it does make sense that now that Brandy and Lisa are buddy-buddy and Lisa and Adrian have their thing, like, she's gotta pick sides.
I'm just saying, don't burn your bridges.
No pun intended, since there was a fire in somebody's house all the summer. But before we move on, you guys, for more juicy gossip, holidays are definitely there in full swing. It's officially holiday season. We just had Thanksgiving here in the U.S., just in case you guys are tuning in from somewhere else. And, you know, Black Friday. I love me some Black Friday. Got myself a flat screen TV. Anyway, holiday shopping
Where'd
season.
Where'd you get your flat screen TV, Diana?
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Holiday. Well, I was going to say Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. Yeah, that's where I got my TV. Wink, wink. nudge but it's officially the holiday shopping season, and you guys need to check out amazon.com. There's a lot of amazing things. They just had a great Cyber Monday sale yesterday. I don't know if you guys purchased any great
some Spanx,
some
after
things, you know, from
dinner.
Amazon, but just want to remind you guys listening, you can check out the link for amazon.com on AfterBuzz, and it'll just guide you right to Amazon just like normal, and check it out. There's a lot of great things you can get on there, like a lot of free shipping deals, offers, but holiday shopping from Amazon.com.
Hey, hey.
That was funny. So let's see here. Moving on. So Kyle's daughter finally takes her driving test.
Okay, hold on a second, though.
Okay.
That was not a driver test.
It was a permit.
It was a permit test.
Oh, permit. Okay,
Well, no, but they made it out to be a driver's test, and the editors totally went wrong because in a previous episode, we see her driving. You can't drive a car, even with someone in the driver's seat, if you don't have a permit.
No, you can. That's how you can.
When you're practicing?
You have to get your permit first.
I mean,
and then okay. you can get in the car.
I mean, yeah, but how many parents like let their kids, especially when they're that age?
I mean, I'm not going to say that I failed my permit test 4 times, but I'm not going to say that I did or didn't. You know what I'm saying? But I'm an excellent driver now. Just but had to put it out there.
Still, the permit test is a written test.
Still, I'm not saying that I had failed it 4 times, okay? I'm just saying that shit was hard all 4 times.
I don't know. I definitely, for me, when I have kids, I am not letting my child drive my car, let alone a six-figure car, until they take the permit test, until they've had their behind-the-wheel
okay,
hours.
So not the six-figure car, but the five-figure car.
Or yeah.
The
no, not I mean, even. I'm not letting them drive any car. Until they've had all their behind the wheels and their permit exam.
God, you're old school, yeah. Giselle. Damn.
Just don't ever sell your car, because in like 20 years, she could drive that car and be yeah. a piece of shit in 20 years.
Moving on. So before we dig into the big Ojai trip with everybody, I just wanted to recognize really quickly, I don't know what you guys thought if you caught this, but it's interesting to see like Kyle and Brandy's relationship, kind of how it's growing and blossoming. Like, she kind of made a comment, like she was talking about her divorce, and Kyle was saying how she knows where she's coming from. Like, do we think that like these two, like they've got like a better bond and, you know, a friendship going now?
No.
Is it real?
Kyle and Brandy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kyle and Brandy or
I guess
Kim and
I wasn't
Brandy?
Really picking up on Kyle and Brandy.
Yeah. Yeah. I did hear Kyle say things. She said, you know, even if they've had their differences, the fact that her divorce was so public, the affair mm-hmm. was so public, her husband right. left her at the end of the day with her kids, and that, you know, no one deserves to go through that, and that true. She can have sympathy for her on that level. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I did notice that. Yeah. I think that's part of Kyle maybe trying to be a little bit more mature this season. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's necessarily her wanting to create a friendship with Brandy, okay. because if you think about it, at least right now, who knows what will happen between Kim and Brandy. Things could change. We saw a little bit of an olive branch be extended at the end of this episode. But for now, Kyle's two best friends, Taylor and Kim, are not in good graces with Brandy.
True.
She wasn't even going to invite her to her daughter's birthday party had she not been with Lisa.
True.
So,
true. Well, that brings us to the Ojai trip. You just mentioned, you know, Kim and not being in the best, you know, place with Brandy, but she does extend her an invitation, you know, which I thought was, and obviously we know they always go on a trip together, so, you know, we know that.
But she didn't necessarily extend it, though.
True, but
Lisa keeps weaseling in.
Yeah, Lisa did bring her. Lisa did yeah. bring her.
After the photo shoot where Brandy thought that her thumb had a wrinkle.
That was ridiculous. Thumb has a wrinkle. Like, really? Come on now.
She looks gorgeous.
Come on.
But sorry, continue. I just had to
there was a part of me that saw, I felt like Kim is starting to turn a different leaf too. And she, you know, I don't know if it was real, if it was fake, but I kind of liked what I was starting to see out of Kim. So.
I agree. I mean, yes, her brain is fried, because that's what happens mm-hmm. when you do drugs.
Yeah.
But I think that she, you know,
but
I definitely feel like she's trying to change and reach out to the girls and, you know, make more of an effort. But before we move on, we have to talk about something very, very, very important.
Yes.
Kelsey's penis. What the hell was that about? What? What?
That's right.
Was it really on the... Will you, Marissa, look up Kelsey Grammer's tattoo?
I think it's near the genital area.
I think
area.
It's near. I don't think it's on.
Yeah, I don't think it's on.
It's not on his pee-pee? Oh, we have to see that.
And it's of Camille's whole name.
Yeah.
No. Because that's her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't she say he had a tattoo of her name?
Of her name.
Yeah.
I thought she was saying that he got a brand new tattoo, and then she was referring to her new boyfriend, because I guess TMZ broke the story about Kelsey Grammer's new tattoo. Mm-hmm. So then Camille's boyfriend was joking about how he got a tattoo of her full name on
his
penis.
I did not get that at all.
Oh, okay. Well, we're waiting.
All
for
I really
Marissa
got out of the
confirm.
Conversation was that Camille was Greek.
You didn't know that before?
No. Oh.
The Natachi.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I thought she was Italian.
She's very pretty.
I like Camille.
Yeah, she's...
I love Camille.
It makes sense now.
I'm sad that she's not...
A regular
housewife.
But we see her enough. Yeah. She's doing her thing.
She makes appearances.
She's in love.
And I think that's good enough, you know, at least for the women that we have. And we know that we're going to see a new housewife also at some point. So... Yeah. It works.
Wait, another
one? Do we see her in like the...
Somebody new is coming into the fold. I think it's around episode 7 or 8.
Do we see her in the...
Interesting.
in the shots where all the girls are lined up? Is she there?
Oh, you mean at the opening scene sequence? I don't think so.
All right. So I looked it up, and it said that it's on his lower abdomen.
And what is it of?
Money trail.
Of Katie Walsh.
His new wife. It's of her. It's her face.
It's her name, Katie.
Why do people do that?
A guy?
It's so weird.
Guys, midlife crisis. Let's be real.
Clearly.
Tramp stamp on your dick?
Clearly.
Like, no, it's his lower abdomen.
Whatever. It's the same thing.
Whatever.
No, raise your hand if you have one. Just kidding.
That's a tramp stamp, but that's not a Prince Charles stamp.
What?
Prince Albert is a piercing boo-boo.
I said stamp.
Okay. moving on.
Not piercing.
It's still, at that age, like, why are you going to, like,
You're all wrinkled
get somebody
shit.
To come down and, like, needle something on your pee-pee?
That's gross.
That's gross. Anyway.
Wait, so I wanted to ask you guys something. So how would you guys feel personally if you were being invited through somebody else? To all these events, to Kyle's daughter's birthday, or to an Ojai girls trip. Like, how would you go?
You mean, like, you're talking about Brandy, obviously?
Yeah, because...
Here's the thing. I think Brandy realizes, based on last season, she kind of gets where her place is with these women. Mm-hmm. She knows that, like, things haven't been the greatest, like, with Kyle and with Kim and with Taylor. She mm-hmm. knows she's kind of mending fences. So I think she's not expecting that much. That's what I think.
But do you think it's Lisa's place to be inviting her to these places? Do you think that
it's her place because it's a show?
Well,
you know,
okay. Yeah.
Because the cameras are going along. If the cameras weren't there, it'd be a different story. I don't think it would even really matter. But I think it's definitely encouragement from the producers that they want them to all go together. You know, that happens every season. They always go on a girls' trip. Right. Everyone always gets invited, you know? So
I also liken Lisa kind of inviting Brandy to all this stuff to, I just lost my train of thought.
To fix things.
Well, A, to fix things, but it's the same thing with Kyle wanting to mend Lisa and Adrian. It's essentially the same thing. It's Kyle saying, look, we always go to events. We go out. Like, we know we're going to see each other. Let me have a dinner party so you guys can sit and talk. It's the same thing. And I feel like Lisa's trying to bring Brandy into the fold. She knows the others really don't care for her. But it, you know, I don't necessarily think that it's wrong, and I think Brandy knows her place.
Do you think Lisa could be using Brandy as a shield?
A shield?
Like, do you think maybe Lisa's trying to avoid some of the drama or some of the usual behavior of the other women?
I hadn't thought about that, but...
It's a good point.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Because if they're going to get in a fight with somebody, it might be Brandy.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a good point.
And because... I feel as though we have seen Lisa over the last couple of seasons stir the pot quite a little bit, whether it was calling out Taylor or getting in a fight with Kyle or talking behind Kim's back. You know, little things that have maybe not necessarily severed the relationship, but have definitely, I think, put a placeholder there.
What do you think over there?
I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe... Brandy's the only woman out of this group that's kind of not in her same caliber, and maybe that's why she kind of likes playing the mother hen role, the kind of dominating role, and kind of likes to have not a little protege, but kind of like her little
Cedric or a pet project.
Yes, because exactly. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. But it's a good point. You never know. She might be bringing Brandy back just to kind of deflect.
Because she kind of tried that with Taylor last season a little bit.
Yeah, she did.
And I think she got bored with Taylor. Yeah. And Brandy's prettier.
Because Taylor had no emotions. So it's kind of
Taylor was just, remember how awkward when she was?
She would always get hammered. I mean, she still is, but...
But she was so awkward when she said to Lisa things like, you know, I am trying so hard to be good for you and be your friend. I think Lisa at that point probably was like, you know what? I just wanted a little quiet protege. Yeah. I don't want you in my face.
Because if you can't be my friend, then don't be my enemy.
Yeah.
Don't be my enemy.
That's right.
It was a little
and
much.
And Brandy might be, you know... a little lower in terms of, I mean, who can really keep up with the Vanderpumps?
That should be insane.
But, you know, but Brandy's more, you know, here I am, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
They do have a new show, right? The Vanderpump
Rules? She has a new
show.
It starts in January.
Wowzers.
Looks good.
Wowzers. Well, I want to see.
We hadn't really gotten to this, but I'm just going to throw it out there right now. So when they're all at the dinner table and Brandy and Kim are having their moments, mm-hmm. which was interesting because it went from Kim not really even inviting Brandy on this trip and like, bitch, why'd you bring mm-hmm. her here?
She did at least kiss her on the cheek, though. In the past, she would like run away.
This is true. You know, they're at this dinner and Brandy and Kim are having this conversation and Kim starts tearing up and we hear Adrian down the table. Oh, there's tears.
That was very.
What did you guys think about that?
So rude.
So rude.
What was she doing? And she said it like three times.
Yeah. And she's
like, someone's crying.
Across the table.
Yeah.
And they're having a private conversation. At the same time, though, Brandy shouldn't have said,
shut the fuck up.
But well, you know what? It was really insensitive of Adrian because when somebody's crying, obviously,
yeah.
they're having a moment. And you don't need to like draw all this attention to it. Like a total moron. Like, do you have any social skills?
And Brandy's been, you know, putting up her white flag for quite some time with Kim. She's tried to make conversation and Brandy stood there and took in shit from Kim when she's like, you know, I'm sorry. And Kim would just go off on her and Brandy actually stands there and takes it. And she's like, okay, yeah. you know, but I'm sorry, you know, whatever, whatever. And I think this was their moment.
Yeah.
And here's Adrian like, just, okay, can
she's
we just
ruining it.
Yeah. Ruining yeah. it.
I definitely feel like from that moment,
that's very unladylike.
It's going to change the course of Brandy and Kim's relationship because that was the one moment where I think Kim can say, "Wow, she stood up for me." Yeah. You know, she stood up to her friend, and I think it might not have been the best choice of words, but I'm glad that she said it because it was inappropriate. You know, she's broadcasting her feelings. So to your point, you know, nobody wants to be put on blast if you're sitting there crying and you're at a table, you know, full of eight people. You know, let them have their moment, move on. So, I'm team Brandy on that.
What did you think of what Brandy had to say to Kim? Because we know Brandy's not necessarily the best person with words, even though she can be very entertaining with her words.
Right.
But what did you think about, you know, as she mentioned Kim's kids and about how she says it like she means it and that she knows what it's like to be there? Like, what did you think of the way that she...
I think she was...
made herself relatable or tried to.
I think in her own way, she was trying to bridge some kind of ground with Kim, and that was the way to do it, is through her children, because she also has kids. So at least as a mother, they can connect on that
single
level.
Single moms.
Yeah, they're both single moms. So I thought it was a great way to try and like bridge, you know, a communication gap with Kim. I did.
What'd you think?
I think it was great. I really felt that it was genuine. It was authentic. And you can tell that Brandy's really trying. You know what I mean? I think Brandy, like I said before, Brandy's been trying to mend their little broken relationship. And I mean, she's stood there and she's taken a beating from Kim for quite some time. And I think that she genuinely apologized for what she said, how she said it, and she wants to move forward.
Wowza. Did we miss anything?
Well, not really, but I was going to say, had Adrian not interrupted, because who knows where this dinner party is going to go, when Kim did start tearing up, the last thing she said was, well, you know, it was a little uncalled for. And I'm pretty sure she was referring to
Brandy.
Previous comments that Brandy made. Do you think that she was going to reaffirm, you know, I can't get close to you yet? Or do you think she was starting to warm up to the idea of maybe getting closer to Brandy?
I think maybe she was slightly starting to warm up to opening up to Brandy, but we'll never know. Not, you know?
Yeah.
You know, or time will tell, at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do y'all think?
I thought it was funny when Yolanda approached the Ojai house and said, oh, it's cute. I just couldn't stop thinking about that all night. I was like, cute. Really? That's the word you're going to describe?
It's a cute little cottage.
A mansion. A Mediterranean mansion.
I mean, it's not 12,000 square foot like her
It is
home.
Only five bedroom. Yeah.
It's only five bedroom, but you know how these cute Beverly Hills people roll.
It's cute.
I love how she gets out of the car and she just has like this little
Birkin.
Birkin bag, and that's it. They just like shut the door. Like, she didn't have suitcases. Of course not. Everything shipped the day beforehand.
She's like, oh, I'm so smelly. I need to take a shower. Let me take a shower.
It's like, it's an hour and a half car ride. How smelly can you get?
Exactly, right?
She flew from Washington, guys.
Oh, that's right.
Hello.
That's right.
And it's very uncomfortable flying private.
Okay? Yeah. Right.
So she definitely needs a bath.
They probably had tons of cheese plates on there and caviar, so she's smelly.
Yes.
Oh, God. Gotta love Yolanda.
I thought that we should have a new segment every show called The Moment When Kyle Cries. because she cries in every episode without fail. And this time it was when her daughter was taking the driving test, really.
Yeah. Because, I mean, she's growing up. She is very emotional. She's emotional.
But what's funny is
she like loses it at the drop of a hat.
She said she's going to be going off to college soon. And it's, hold on a second, Kyle. Your recent daughter, or your daughter who recently graduated, went to USC, which, right. And she pretty much lived at home. So is she really going away to college?
Probably.
They all come back.
I know, but it's still, we're not parents.
Of course not.
So we'll never know. Like, well, now tell us what you really think about being a mom, Giselle.
Right now, I'm good, thanks. Yeah. I can barely feed myself.
Yeah, I think we're all good. I think it's time for a little news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so the latest news and gossip, and I know you have some too, Giselle, but we all remember Cedric Martinez. He was, yep. You know, Lisa's old house guest / friend, and they are no longer. Well, apparently Cedric, he wrote like this tell-all, and it's in Star Magazine, and he breaks it all down. Apparently he says that Kim's addiction is a lot more than what we see on TV. Like, she is just much worse than what we think. He also mentioned, you know, there's Lisa and Ken's relationship isn't, you know, what it appears to be.
Which is what? That they don't sleep with each other, they don't have sex with each other, they don't...
She's almost making it out like he's gay or something.
Ooh.
Well, she's like, we don't sleep together, he sleeps in a separate room for, what, 15 years now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Seems I don't like, think it's actually... Do you think it's actually true?
If it isn't true, I think it's true, and she jokes about it because she doesn't care.
I feel like
I think when you're that rich, you don't care what people think
of your husband.
I feel
like she's a little freak.
You think?
She's the freak of the week.
Because she does joke about how she doesn't have sex with her husband, but then every now and then she'll say something, like, for example, when they went wine tasting. She goes, well, the thing about wine tasting is you have to spit, which basically goes against everything I've ever learned.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I never thought about that. Something else that Cedric is talking about.
But what
about,
are they insinuating about their relationship? About Lisa and...
That it's not what it seems to be. Let's see here. I could pull it up and read it exactly.
It barely even seems to be a relationship at this point. It seems like they're two house people. They're two people coinciding in one house.
From what
okay,
they show, I
hold
think.
Hold on.
And that they get along.
All right, let me read this. It says, Lisa's feelings on hubby Ken and Adrian Maloof. Cedric says that despite their united front on the show, Lisa is mortified and embarrassed by her husband Ken over some of his ignorant jabs. As for Adrian, Cedric states Lisa hates her neighbor and co-star. She feels Adrian is not worthy of being on the show, he says. And then it gets a little deeper about the relationship, which I won't read. Let's see here. It also says something about... Why was he living with Lisa and what happened to Lisa's complaint? He said he moved out months before she landed the role on the show, says Cedric, adding that the producers convinced him to move back in for season 1 filming. As for the complaint Lisa filed against him with the cops last year over claims of a possible extortion, Cedric says Lisa's case was weak. I was never even contacted by police. So it goes on and on, but he delves into a little bit of every single housewife, and it's this whole tell-all. So, and in fact, Cedric actually, he was in our hosting class last year. Was it you
I
and me?
I wasn't there.
Was it? Maybe it was just mine. Anyway, yeah, so I've got a mutual friend with Cedric, and yeah, he was in a hosting class, so maybe we can bring him on. Anyway,
interesting.
Yeah, did you have any news and juicy gossip?
Well, you know, this is something that's open to the public. If you're a super fan of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, there are always bonus video, photos, blogs up on BravoTV.com. And this week, Lisa was the blogger, and she discusses her relationship with Adrian, and she discusses this episode in general. And from the looks of it, her and Adrian are not okay right now at all. She, you know, normally what I've seen in the past is maybe they're writing their blogs and then they'll admit, oh, you know, I was wrong to say this, or she should have said that, or this is how things really went down. And she goes ahead and she says that she doesn't feel that Adrian's apology was genuine, especially since the filming end. She claims that there have been too many manufactured, unfounded stories in the press given by one of her employees since then, and that I have never reacted or related to them. So for me to believe that this apology was sincere and her goal was to bridge the divide between us.
I don't think that they've ever gotten along. I mean, we see that. We see that they took jabs at each other. We see that she clearly goes to Hard Rock instead of Planet Hollywood or whatever, vice versa. It's just they don't like each other.
Yeah. And then she also says, you know, that you notice in Oh Hi, they did kiss each other hello, which they had done previously. Mm-hmm. She also brings up the fact that Brandy, you know, had said shut the F up to Adrian at the dinner table. And sometimes Lisa stands up for Brandy and says, okay, you know, she was in the right, or she was in the wrong. She shouldn't have said that. Maybe wrong choice of words. But she says that she wishes she would have had the courage to tell that to Adrian.
Wow.
Further in advance.
Oh.
Yeah. Like,
oh.
Interesting.
Months prior.
Interesting.
So, a little...
Well, there's definitely no shortage of news and gossip and stuff happening with this cast. So, it's, I don't know.
She says, as I hadn't witnessed it, I had really only become aware of a problem when I heard Brandy tell Adrian to shut the F up, something I wish I had done a long time ago. But at the moment, it seemed inappropriate.
Mm. Well, do you think it's easier for Adrian and Lisa not to be friends now if they don't live across the street? Like, do you think because of, you know, neighbors and that, like, it's just easy to be like, oh, cut the cord, cut ties?
Easier, but they still have a core group of women, right, that they hang out, mm-hmm, with, you know?
Yeah, but also, you know, whether they're across the street or whether they are seeing each other, a lot of this is sort of set up so that they are together. Adrian's right. traveling all the time. She has businesses all over the country. Lisa's traveling as well. So I think it's easy, if you don't want to see each other, to not see each other.
Oh, and did you guys see the trailers for her new show about her restaurant?
Yeah, sir? I did it, actually.
We were just talking about that.
Oh, sorry.
Hi.
I guess I was in another planet. Anyway, so let's time for predictions. I'm sorry, guys.
That was very Ken.
I know, right? You'd have thought I was drinking wine. All right, predictions for the next.
I have one.
Yes.
I predict that Yolanda better get interesting or she's not going to be on the show too long. That's all.
Giselle.
I predict that the Ojai trip is going to be cut short. I have a feeling people are going to go home early.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think that Brandy and Adrian are going to... And Lisa's going to side with Brandy, which was just going to... Everywhere.
I predict, based on what you just said, I predict that Yolanda will be the one who leaves early. Because she's... I'm so above this. I can't... Mm. You know, women fighting, drunk women. I don't laugh. I don't, you know... break out of my perfect shell. Mm-hmm. I predict she will be the one that leaves early.
I think she'll stay and she'll try to like mediate things,
really?
As if she's above it and like, oh, just do this, this, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Apologize.
Interesting.
Ladies, cross your legs.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she cares? I don't think she cares if these women like her, personally.
No.
I just don't think she cares if they like her or not.
I
think she has her deal. She's happy with it. She's on the show.
Yeah, she feels like she's above it.
She's above it.
Mm-hmm. Suze.
I don't really have an opinion on Yolanda. You guys know how I feel about her.
What are your predictions?
My prediction is I feel like maybe Adrian's going to be the villain this season. And I think everyone's going to start really taking Brandy for who she is and get a liking to her.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the divorce unraveling, I think.
Yeah. Interesting. All right, guys. Well, that's another recap for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Again, make sure you download us on iTunes. Rate us. 5555. Leave your comments. Like I said, we love to read them. We love your feedback. And you're the reason why for 2 weeks in a row we've been in the top 10 for AfterBuzz podcast. So, yay. Congratulations to us. So, we'll see you guys next week. Let's just go around. Where can we find everybody?
Hey, everyone. It's Giselle. You can find me on Twitter at Giselle Ugardi and get all my little pages there.
All your little pages.
All my little pages.
Mm-hmm. And you can tweet me and Instagram me at It's Susan Hahn, ITSSUSANHAHN.
And you can find me at Molly Comedy.
Molly Comedy. We like Molly Comedy. And you can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.